This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Monday, February the 17th of 2025. Day 48 of the year, and only 317 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Yep, that's what we do. That's how we hang. That's what's going on inside of the world of the multi. So, how are you? How was your weekend? Now, listen, I understand that some people are enjoying a 3-day weekend this week, and I kind of looked at it, and I was like, do I go to the studio today, or do I not? And I said, hey, we'll do a combination of both. Let's show up and see what happens. And, well, it looked like, hey, people were sending stuff in, and I said, well, it's time to play the game. So we're here now hanging out on this lovely Monday. So let's talk about this. If you're new here, well, let me tell you what's going on. If you've been here before, well, you know what's going on. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. Just kind of the world that we live in is what we talk about there. So we'll give you a little bit of news. We'll give you a little bit of safety. We'll bring in some professional broadcasters. And then we combine them all together. At some point, we try to give you a versionality of a main story and then kind of move forward. Just realistically what happens. So with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, simple way to do so by going to callinradio.com. Once you get there, it'll give you an option to do audio messaging, video messaging, and text messaging. So three options for you to do different things or distinct things if you want. And then we can do our thing together. So not a bad prop, not a bad proposition for us to do our stuff. Callinradio.com. We'll do everything for you. Okay, so with that being said, why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, it goes something like this. OpenAI rejects the latest buyout offer from Elon Musk. Also, Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively legal drama. We'll talk a bit more about that. And also, Britney Spears shows off her dance moves for Valentine's Day. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, Lady Gaga does Hot Ones and Sarah Hyland gets a bad rap. We'll talk about details of that and casting calls. And then what else? What else do we have? New employment opportunities inside the Royal Fold opens up. We'll talk about that in the details for the Royals. Not the Royale with cheese, but the Royals, just in general. So there you go. Lot of stuff, little things to do, or a lot of stuff, little time to do. I don't know, something along those lines. So with that being said, let's bring in our professional broadcasters. Let them tell us about what the hell's going on in the news, and then we will have our life go on with a charm.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. European leaders are meeting in Paris on Monday for emergency talks on support for Ukraine and the wider security picture in Europe. The summit comes as US Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrives in Saudi Arabia for talks with Russia on ending the war in Ukraine. Ross Cullen reports from Paris.
The speed at which the Trump administration has moved to initiate dialogue with the Kremlin over the war in Ukraine and the US's uncertainty surrounding its future support for Europe has stunned leaders here. On Monday in Paris, they will be discussing ramping up defence spending, further support for Ukraine, and the possibility of how and when European soldiers may be deployed to Ukraine. Leaders from Germany, Italy, Britain, Poland, Spain, the Netherlands and Denmark will attend the talks hosted by France, along with the European Union leadership and the NATO Secretary General. Ross Cullen, Paris.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he's ready and willing to deploy British peacekeeping troops to Ukraine if a deal is made with Russia. The Prime Minister will be among the European leaders at an emergency summit in Paris later. Keir Starmer says any peace deal must safeguard Ukraine's sovereignty over the long term. Former Deputy Chief of UK Defence Staff Lieutenant General Sir Simon Mayles says Britain will need a huge shift on defence spending.
The instinct of people like Sir Keir, and you know, he's saying the right things, will be to try and do business as usual in terms of the national health and the welfare state, and of course do the rhetoric and put some money towards defence. But the amounts of money you're going to need to put to defence Europe-wide are of an order that requires a complete cultural rebalancing in society.
M23 rebels have entered Bukavu in eastern DRC. The United Nations is warning the ongoing offensive by Rwandan-backed rebels could spark a regional war. Calls are growing for the resignation of India's railway minister a day after 18 people were killed in a stampede at an overcrowded railway station in New Delhi. The youngest victim was 7 years old and the oldest 79. A probe is underway, but the opposition claims the government's suppressing details, as Sriyoshi Mukherjee reports from New Delhi.
India's opposition parties are calling for the resignation of the federal railway minister after the deadly stampede in New Delhi. Government officials have launched an investigation and authorities have announced compensation for the victims. Alerts have been issued across railway stations as tens of thousands are continuing to travel to the Kumbh festival. Experts say crushes in India during large gatherings are not unheard of. Last month, at least 30 people were killed and dozens injured at the Kumbh festival in Prayagraj in a stampede-like situation. Sriyoshi Mukherjee, New Delhi.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the latest from Germany as it enters the final week of its all-important election campaign. Chancellor Olaf Scholz and his main rival in the race, Friedrich Merz of the Christian Democrats, both accused the Trump administration of interfering in Germany's internal affairs after Vice President J.D. Vance launched his scathing attack on Europe at the Munich Security Conference on Friday. He then held a meeting with Alice Weidel, the leader of Alternative for Germany, the far-right party, some of whose elements are being investigated for alleged extremism and neo-Nazi views. Craig Crowther is a correspondent with Germany's external broadcaster Deutsche Welle.
Immigration has been the top priority for people in this election, and that has really been intensified this weekend with the intervention of people like J.D. Vance. Both the current chancellor and the likely next chancellor, Friedrich Merz, have come out against the U.S. vice president's excoriating attack. And I think these issues will only intensify over the next week. If we look at the polls, they've been largely stagnant for the past 6 months. So these huge interventions from these public figures have done very little to change the probable outcome.
That outcome may disappoint, among others, Elon Musk, who has openly campaigned for the AFD in the election. But the party may even win by losing, as it hopes to prove it is a vibrant force within German politics. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, European leaders are meeting in Paris on Monday for emergency talks on support for Ukraine. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he's ready and willing to deploy British peacekeeping troops to Ukraine if a deal is made with Russia. M23 rebels have entered Bukavu in eastern DRC, and calls are growing for the resignation of India's railway minister a day after 18 people were killed in a stampede at an overcrowded station. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetyworst.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is
mining,
blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at MobileMobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yeah, magical indeed is where it's at when we're talking, no doubt about that. So let's get into it about everything that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is what we do around here. The OpenAI, the board of OpenAI has rejected the $97 billion bid from an investment group led by Elon Musk to take over the company. In a statement, board chairman Brett Taylor said, ironically, in a statement on X, OpenAI, yes, why would you put it there? OpenAI is not for sale. And the board has unanimously rejected Mr. Musk's latest attempt to disrupt his competition. Any potential renegotiation of OpenAI will strengthen our nonprofit and its mission to ensure that AGI, artificial general intelligence, benefits all of humanity. Musk has was an early backer of OpenAI's CEO Sam Altman. The two fell out when Altman's decision to make the company for profit initiative instead of developing AI for the general good. Meanwhile, Musk continues to develop his own AI company and currently has a chat box integrated with X called Grok. So I guess that's some stuff to think about. So I don't know. Well, does that mean that essentially Grok will go into the Tesla vehicles? Because it's starting to sound a lot like that. At least to me it does, but I could be absolutely wrong. It's not like I'm not wrong all the time, right? I mean, who knows?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this. The crackdown on rampant shoplifting from Walmart about 50 miles north of Detroit. One judge has devised a creative sentence to deter future crime, requiring the crooks to wash cars at the weekend's events at the store's parking lot. Judge Jeffrey says that he expects up to 100 convicted on misdemeanor shoplifting charges to provide the service starting in March. The washes will be free to anyone who shows up. Jeffries, also, who began his term as judge last month, says that he's just one day that he had 48 petty theft cases. I think it will be humiliating to be out there washing cars if you can see someone you know. This is according to what Jeffrey says. Also, Jeffrey adds that I'll be there washing cars with him. So there you go. I guess it's some things to think about. But here's my question. Will there need to be a level of concern of the people who are getting their car washed about something being stolen out of them?
It's the show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so Justin Baldoni and lawyers think that Blake Lively's subpoena for his phone and text records are flagrantly overboard. This is a civil litigation, not a criminal prosecution, and Lively and Reynolds are not the FBI, the letter states. As previously reported, Lively's lawyers submitted the subpoenas last week seeking further evidence to bolster their claims that Baldoni engaged in an unlawful smear campaign following her sexual harassment lawsuit. In response, a rep for Lively asked if they have so many receipts, why are they so afraid to produce them? This is according to Variety. Like, listen, I know they're saying March before, you know, that this is going to be going to court. But it's not March like in a few days. It's like March 26th. This is going to be a lot of shit going on during a long period of time is what it's starting to sound like to me. And man, is it going to be
not a fun time at all.
So there you go. I don't know. People get weird. People, some weird things. Some weird things for sure. So we'll see what happens. You know that this is mostly going to be battled out in the court of public opinion is really what it's going to happen. So anyways, take a listen to this. Amid reports that Ye and Bianca Censori are heading to divorce court, multiple outlets say that there is no prenup. Ye's net worth is around $400 million, a far cry from the $2.77 billion he claimed to be worth last month. There are conflicting reports on Bianca's Censori's net worth. For some outlets are claiming they're between $2 and $3 million. Her net worth may not be the issue here. However, as according to California law, assets and debts are split equally. This is unfortunate for Bianca, who many may be responsible for Ye's mounting debts. But wait, a rep for the couple denied divorce rumors, saying that the two had plans to spend Valentine's Day together. This is according to TMZ. I mean, I'm glad we all care so much.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, so there you go. Comedian Jeff Dye does not have a fond memories of acting alongside Sarah Hyland in the flick The Wedding Year. Yeah, The Wedding Year. She was rude to everyone, he revealed in a recent episode. The George Janko show, calling her a pretty woman who chain smokes and is terrible. Dye says that he wasn't the only one on the set who thought that Hyland was mean, saying that others found her, her kind of being kind of hateful towards everyone. So I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. Why do we all go to the public to have these convos? It's like, can't we all just get along? I mean, I don't know. So there you go. There you go. Just some stuff to talk about as we are going. So are we ready to go down the path here? So let's go down further. The median home price in Washington, D.C. area has plummeted since Election Day. You ready for this? Based on the data from Redfin, the median price has dipped from right around $700,000 to $560,000, representing approximately a 20% drop in just about 3 months. The Kolbelsi letter, I believe is what it is, reports that nearly 4,000 homes have gone on the market in the last 30 days. And of those, 525 homes are for sale, are worth upwards of $1 million, and another 44 are worth more than $5 million. The development coincides with President Trump's initiative to downsize the federal government headcount. This is according to Project 2025. I mean, the Kolbowski letter. There we go. So some stuff to think about as we are talking.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R, safety show.
Okay, real estate company Realtor.com projects that Texas will be the most populous state in 2045. Currently, about 31 million people live in the Lone Star State, but its also population is expected to increase by 35% in the next two decades to hit 42 million, enough to overtake California. Texas has been a favorite spot for Americans looking to relocate over the last 5 years. By April of 2023, 33% of new residents came from other states. This is according to Newsweek. Now, I think it's interesting. I lived in Texas for a very long period of time. And I lived in Waco for a good chunk of time. And I know that some people have definitely heard of Waco if you're into house flipping shows. No doubt about that. But I remember when I was much younger, people saying that Waco was going to be the next up and coming thing. And I was like, you are out of your mind if you think that that's going to be the case. Well, let's kind of call it as it is. I was absolutely wrong. Apparently it was. No. Interesting stuff. For sure. Anyways, another zoo in China is going viral for painting one animal to look like another. The same, this time some donkeys were painted to look like zebras after the footage of the bad eye dye job went viral. Staff at the city zoo amusement park defended it, claiming that it was just for fun. Social media users called the stunt misleading, unethical, unfair to the animals. Last September, China's Shawani Zoo went viral for painting chow chow puppies to look like pandas. This is according to Metro. So hold on. Let me make sure that I understand what's going on. They painted some donkeys to look like zebras. I mean, but did they reference that they were doing this? Or was it one of these things that they just did it? I mean, you know what's misleading? Makeup. Makeup is very misleading. I mean, I think it's kind of interesting when you start talking about this stuff. I mean, yes, I understand animals don't have a choice here because they're going to kind of be forced to do stuff. So I don't know. Some interesting stuff, no doubt there whatsoever. Okay, so take a listen to this. Actor Kevin Major Howard has died. He passed away on Friday in Las Vegas Hospital, but no cause of death has been shared. Howard is best known for his role of a rafterman in Full Metal Jacket. He was 69 at the time of his passing. So some stuff to think about as we are talking. So a lot of stuff going on right there as we are moving and grooving. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So we'll see what happens there as the world goes forward and so on. Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff real quick. In some baby news, as we are hanging out real quick, Elon Musk is a father again. Let's just kind of go down the path. On Friday, columnist and author Ashley St. Clair said on a post on X that she gave birth to 5 months ago to Musk's child, but did not announce the news publicly to protect their child's privacy. She adds in a recent days that it has become clear the tabloid's media intends to disclose that Musk is a father again, regardless of the harm that it will cause. The child would mark Musk's 13th child that we know of so far. So that's one of those things. And Musk hasn't confirmed that he is a father again. So makes it kind of interesting as we are talking. So what do you think? Is it newsworthy that that this would be considered breaking news to some? I don't know. Anyways, take a listen to this. Former Eagles guitarist Don Felder is recovering after being abruptly rushed off stage during a Rock Legends cruise performance. After introducing the band's hit Tequila Sunrise, the 77-year-old appeared to lose his balance before being escorted off stage by crew members. A statement posted on Instagram said that Felderman was suffering from dehydration and is now feeling much better. So there you go. What else do we got? Real Housewives of Beverly Hills alum Mauricio Onmaski is recovering after breaking his clavicle while skiing in Colorado. He shared the news on Instagram on Friday, posting a series of photos showing him in the hospital, in a hospital bed, and the x-rays showing the issue. So there you go. Because, I mean, I guess there's no other way to really show that. So some stuff to talk about as we are hanging out. Also, let's talk about this. Some things going on inside of the box office. If you're a box office-y kind of person, let's talk about some of this. Over the weekend, it kind of went down like this. At number 10, the weekend box office, Becoming Led Zeppelin, came in with $1.8 million. And number 9 was Companion with $1.87 million. One of them, Days, $2.9 million. At number 7 was The Lion King, $4.1 million. But that was the Mufasa version of The Lion King. What else do we have? Number 6, Love Hurts, $4.3 million. At number 5, Nisha, $7.2 million. At number 4 was Dogman, $9.7 million. At number 3, The Heart Eyes, $10 million. At number 2 was Paddington in Peru, $13 million. And coming in at number 1 by far, far ahead than everyone else, was Captain America, Brave New World. $88.5 million. $88.5 million. It's kind of interesting because I took a look at some of the stuff that they were saying online about it. And some people thought it was disastrous. I don't know. I have not seen the movie. So this makes it kind of interesting on what, you know, the assumptions that people had about it before it came out. I think a lot of people are having a hard time, you know, of the changeout. But remember, that was the whole plan, to have somebody else come in and play Captain America. At least they addressed it in the movie, and it wasn't like, hey, the actor changed midstream here, and nobody knew what it was going on. Anyways, let's get swampy for a moment. Here's yet another example of the endlessly bizarre totalitarianism impulses that some people are having. So, let's see. Some people are under the opinion of this. The Biden administration never authorized a permit to Independence Day fireworks display over Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. In 2021, the admin blamed COVID because of everything was COVID's fault. The next 3 years, the administration cited that opposition from Native American tribes. Now South Dakota Governor Larry Rodin has announced that the Secretary of Interior has authorized a fireworks display for the National Monument. So there you go. Elsewhere in the swamp, it goes like this. Department of Government Efficiency has given the notice to each state level department of education that they have 14 days to remove all diversity and equality and inclusion components from their curriculum or lose federal funding. Photos from inside the Oval Office that President Trump has hung a photo of his mugshot taken last year in the hallway just outside one of the entryways. Trump is reportedly asking about digging up the Rose Garden outside the Oval Office to build a patio similar to the one that he enjoys at Mar-a-Lago Resort. So there you go. Be interesting to see what happens there. And Trump attended Daytona 500 yesterday and took a lap on the track in the Beast limousine. So there you go. Let's talk about the swamp real quick. Or not the swamp. Let's talk about the numbers. The Dow lost about 165 points to close at 44,546 on Friday. The S&P was flat with 6,114. And the Nasdaq ticked up 81 points to close at 20,026, an all-time high. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $74 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.15 on Sunday. Also, Bitcoin was mostly flat on the weekend, trading just around $96,000 on Sunday evening. Also, Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $145 million jackpot or a $66.3 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $183 million jackpot or a $84.5 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it is time to do so. No doubt about that. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's get into our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Main story time, and it's time to take a look, reminisce, and look at what is out there on what is going on. And the question has become the question that drives everyone. Is the job you're doing being recognized by the people that you work with, work for, or work around? Or is it something that people don't even realize that the stuff that you do is important inside of the organization? Now, I ask this question, and I look around, and I say this, and I reference this, not to go controversy creates cash.
Controversy creates cash.
It's one of these things that we need to talk about. You are aware that this is not like the old days, meaning that you are married to a job, meaning that you are not stuck like Chuck and going, hey, I am going to stay here because there is pension and there is benefits and all this other stuff. Most jobs do not provide these things anymore. The way that it works now is that if you have some good health benefits and let's see, a good 401k, that's probably going to be the highlight of everything going on. It's kind of the way that it goes nowadays. But I look at this and I go, what other stuff is going on? What else are you looking at? Now, I have friends, acquaintances, and so on, and even former bosses that are out there nowadays and saying, hey, it brings me no value staying in the same place once I have established X. So I'm taking a look around and going, right now, are you looking at the platforms that are out there that are looking for new employees? You are aware that there are employers that are out there that are looking for people. There are people that are out there that are looking for people to come in and take new jobs. And I keep on going, is it worth its while? And I'm just asking here, for you to leave where you are. Is it worth its while for you to go somewhere new? And some people are not going to like this conversation, and that's perfectly fine. That's kind of a portion of the intent. But keep in mind that if you are in a position where things are not going the way that you want, and I'm not talking about, hey, you know, I need to work from home or I need to be this. I mean, but there's certain elements that have to factor into what you're wanting your work-life balance to be. I mean, if you are a person that you're okay with working 50, 60, 70 hours a week, and that's what you want, do that. If you're not, then do something else. And I look at this and I go, there's a lot of stuff that happens that you have to make sure that this is what you want. There's more than one job out there, and all you need to do is apply for a position and take a look at what's out there. And listen, just because you apply for something and might be qualified to get it and somebody calls you and says, hey, here's this job, does not mean you have to take it. Like, seriously, it does not mean you have to take it. And you look at what's available and see, is it this going to be one of these things that's going to be better for you? Because that's the weird thing about life. Is you do not have to be in one place only. I mean, there's a lot of people talking nowadays about how they are not happy with X. They're not happy with things that are going on. They're not happy in their position. You can change that. That's the great thing about it. You have a level of control of where you want to be, the people you share time with. Because keep in mind that most of the portion that occurs is most of the time that you're awake, you are spending with the people that you work with. And if you are not happy where you're at, there's no need to continue to stay there. Like, seriously, and I know that some people go, but how can you say these things? It's easy to say. What are you willing to change if you're not happy where you're at? That's the question to think about today.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
We
are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital. No doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner is on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, here we are, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. Hanging out on Radio Big. This song right here is called Pixelated Haze. Welcome to the simulation, I guess. This is by Dawson Hollow. songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Yeah, that's if you want to give it some action there. You know, little action woman. So, a lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Take a listen one more time. We would like to thank Dawson Hollow for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. Yep, good time. Give it a little stream. Give it a little download. Give it a little, you know, little play if you want to do that. That's something to do. Okay, let me tell you about the most important thing that I'm ever going to tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now. And things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And go to the section that says find help. Once you get there, there's going to be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. And let's talk about a sake break. Yeah, a Japanese company is trying to attract new talent by offering some new attractive benefits like free booze and hangover leaves. Yeah, I did say hangover leaves. The tech firm Trust Ring, in Osaka is frustrated by the inability to attract top-tier job candidates due to budget constraints. And came up with the idea of offering the staff free alcoholic drinks during work hours while drinking on the job is frowned upon in most workplaces. Here, the boss himself brings booze and happily toasts to his employees. And if some workers have one too many, well, they can use the hangover leave. Yep. To come in late the next day, no questions asked. And the company CEO said that he's trying to compete with the large corporations in terms of salaries that was losing the battle. And he has offered people something that they value more than money. So I guess going back to our main story, who needs a 401k when you got a 40 proof? You know what I'm saying? And I love to see a workplace with a lots of employee spirits. See what I said there? You see the combo? So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about some things here because you're going to probably want to hear this. A new Google Chrome extension boasts that it's an interesting way to help break your internet addiction, Taboo. Yeah, allows users to add random jump scares to websites of your choosing. For example, if you find yourself slacking off at work because you can't help reading about the latest MLB free agent signing, surprise, a horror-vomiting sound and image pop up and stop you from reading further. The extension can target specific websites that you wish that you have spent less time on. And what you can choose to do is based on your internet habits, which sounds even scarier. The user can also adjust probability that the triggers from 1% to 100%, and it doesn't just stop you first once you actually get to that. That's going to be a whole other quajon.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this one real quick. An AI-powered death clock is causing a buzz by claiming to predict when you might die. The free website called Death Clock analyzes personal data such as age, body mass index, diet, exercise levels. What else? Some smoking habits to predict the date that you're of your demise as well as how you will die. The clock calculates the exact age of users will live to the countdown the days, hours, minutes, and seconds until the Grim Reaper arrives, which incidentally is the logo of the website. After users input the necessary information, the website generates a tombstone with your predicted death age date, I guess. At last check, the AI-powered clock predicted the final days of over 63 million users, but it seems that it was most to read the fine print, even with dealing with the Grim Reaper, because the disclaimer says that it should be used for fun purposes only, because the calculator is unlikely to predict the actual date of death. Finally, something more stressful than checking your bank account. Or your bank app, for that factor. Anyways, let's talk about something a little bit more positive. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Skyler. Albert Einstein said, "Everything should be made as simple as possible, but not simpler." Brilliant. That guy was a smart one, that Einstein. Everything should be simple, but if you make it too simple, it most likely won't work properly. So you should do your best to make things as simple as possible without going too far. I've seen some inventions that were designed to make things easier, but they were made so cheaply they actually made the whole process harder. These inventors should have paid more attention to Einstein. I am a fan of simplicity, but heed to the warning of Albert Einstein and make sure you don't make things too simple.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Sexually explicit thoughts are usually involuntary, at least initially. If you welcome such thoughts and embellish them, they become sin. If you immediately repudiate them, they are nothing more than temptation. As someone has said, a man can't keep the birds from flying over his head, but he can stop them from building a nest in his hair. James says, temptation is a pull of a man's own evil thoughts and wishes. These evil thoughts lead to evil action and afterwards to the death penalty from God. Lord Jesus, help us to put on the helmet of salvation so our mind will be renewed and protected from evil thoughts. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Radar Safety Show.
In eastern Ukraine, Russian forces have captured the village of Berezivka in the Donetsk region, marking a significant advance in their ongoing offensive. Benjamin Wright reports,
"This offensive has been costly for Russia in terms of troops and equipment, but has yielded strategic gains. Meanwhile, uncertainty looms over continued U.S. military support for Ukraine, as President Donald Trump has indicated a potential meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin to negotiate a peace deal."
A Moscow court has ordered the 30-day pretrial detention of U.S. citizen Caleb Wayne Byers on drug smuggling charges. Joseph Eckerson with the latest.
If convicted, the 28-year-old American could face up to 7 years in prison under Russian law. This incident follows a recent prisoner exchange between the U.S. and Russia, highlighting ongoing tensions and the complexities of international legal disputes involving American citizens abroad.
In the Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwanda-backed M23 rebels have advanced into Bukavu, the second-largest city in the eastern region, after capturing Goma last month. The rebel incursion has led to widespread panic and looting, with tens of thousands of residents fleeing the city.
As Congolese soldiers retreated south, abandoning their posts, reports emerged of factories being pillaged and prisoners released, though essential services like electricity remain operational. The ongoing conflict has resulted in nearly 3,000 deaths and displaced hundreds of thousands. Kevin Sanders reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
In a recent development, three Venezuelan immigrants were deported from El Paso, Texas, back to Venezuela after obtaining a restraining order against their transfer to Guantanamo Bay. Despite concerns raised by their legal representatives about potential dangers due to alleged false gang affiliations, the deportations proceeded.
A U.S. federal judge had temporarily blocked their transfer to Guantanamo Bay, where Venezuelan immigrants are being sent daily under President Donald Trump's immigration policies. Immigrant rights groups have filed lawsuits seeking seeking access to individuals held at Guantanamo Bay who currently lack legal counsel and contact with their families. Kyle Norris reporting.
Federal employees nationwide are expressing anger and confusion following President Donald Trump's directive for agencies to lay off probationary employees lacking civil service protections.
The controversy extends to other administration actions, including the proposed dismissal of corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams and the president's push for increased domestic oil and gas production. Jessica Oakley reporting.
The White House has barred another Associated Press reporter and photographer from boarding Air Force One, escalating a dispute over the terminology used for the Gulf of Mexico.
Journalists argue that this action violates First Amendment rights, while the Trump administration defends its decision. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Okay, it's all good on Radio Big. No doubt about that, as we are hanging out talking about everything that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2020, Amazon's Jeff Bezos pledges $10 billion to help fight climate change, which he calls the biggest threat to our planet. The funds would go towards the creation of Bezos' Earth Fund. That happened back on this date in 2020. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Sasha Peterson turns 29. Cooper Allen, 29 as well. Megan Jetta Martin turns 33. Jeremy Allen White turns 34. Ed Sheeran turns 34. So does Bronnie White. Cord Overstreet turns 36. Paris Hilton, 44. Joseph Gordon-Levitt turns 44 as well. Jason Ritter, 45. Jerry O'Connell turns 51. Billy Joe Armstrong, 53. Denise Richards, 54. Dominic Purcell turns 55. Michael Bay, 60. Larry the Cable Guy turns 62. And Michael Jordan turns 62 as well. So there you go. It also would have been Taylor Hawkins' birthday today. He passed away back in 2022. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. What else? If you want to celebrate some days of the year, I have some of those for you. President's Day today, of course. If you're enjoying your time off, you kind of already know that one. What else do we have for you? Random Acts of Kindness Day and Perfume Day. So I guess that's some things to look at. If you need a random joke for you, I have one. A family is a unit composed not only of children, but of men, women, and occasional animals and the common cold. I know, right? Some things to think about. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What random act of kindness did someone do for you? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. We're all heard of this food, but that stats show that just 17% of us have tried it. What is it? Caviar. Yes, caviar is the name of the game. So there you go. Only 17% have tried caviar. So that's it. That's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this Presidential Monday in regards to the stuff that we have going on. No doubt about that. Always a good time when you and I are hanging out, no doubt. So here you go. You are the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. There are two kinds of people in this world. Those who want to get things done and those who don't want to make mistakes. So some stuff to think about, no doubt about that. Anyways, thank you for hanging out with me. I really do appreciate it. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.